Well, I'm speaking here to Paul Seawright in the Curlin Gallery in Dublin. This is an exhibition of recent work by Paul. It's all about spaces on the edges of cities, pretty much, with no people. Maybe you could explain, Paul, what attracted you to these kind of areas, first of all.
Most of my work has always been about Northern Ireland. Coming from Belfast, and has been quite overtly political, you know, in the past, and I've lived away now in South Wales for 5 years teaching there, and did a residency in Paris and started making some photographs there around the Periphérique that runs around the city, the Ring Road, and it's one of these kind of surreal places that when you go to it, you feel like, you know, there could have been a nuclear bomb going off and you're the only person left on earth wandering about the place looking at this kind of surreal unvisited landscape. And it's a kind of a place where you often feel anxious making photographs, you know, you're looking over your shoulder. And I suppose then what I started to do was take some of the generic themes that I often worked with in, back in Belfast, fear, violence, death, and gone in search of the kinds of locations in other cities that maybe suggest sort of a malevolence that we don't see, things that are hidden.
And your previous work was very much associated with the places that you photographed were associated with events, whereas these places have been chosen by you. I mean, how did you find the places, or was that a deliberate decision not to associate them with particular events?
Yeah, I was interested more in something that was a little more general than that, you know, rather than say here's something where something actually happened, that this is somewhere where something might happen or might have happened, and that when you stand and look at one of these pieces that you in a way sort of spin out the narrative for yourself. You know, and you begin to wonder what might have happened here. So there's nothing explicit about them, and instead, actually, it's all very implicit in the image. And there's things in there that, you know, that might begin to spark different ideas, you know, objects or like a shaft, you know, a hole that goes down into the ground. You think, goodness, what's down there? Or, you know, a dark corner underneath a motorway, you know, whatever. And that's where you maybe start to try and create some fictional narrative for yourself as you're looking at the pieces. So what I was trying to do was I suppose try and recreate these scenes. They're very big, so to bring these places into the gallery, so as when you stand and look at them, I'm forcing you to visit somewhere you certainly wouldn't normally visit, you know, to walk somewhere where you would certainly never walk, and somehow transfer some of the anxiousness that I might have felt being in those spaces to the person who looks at the work.
And did you visit the spaces on your own always?
Yes, always on my own. I mean, especially the nighttime pieces, which are made at the edges of forests, where they meet the city, that kind of borderline between the road and the forest. You're maybe there 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, in some lay-by in England, you know, and there's not a car comes past for an hour when you're making these photographs. And you realise that, you know, if you were trying to do something suspicious, this is exactly the place you choose to do it. And, you know, you're looking over your shoulder every 5 minutes, every crack of wood you hear. And it's not very pleasant, you know. But, I mean, that's, in a way, I think that helps give the work some tension.
Okay. So do you see this as a direct progression from what you were doing before? And if so, where would you like to go next?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, the themes are all there that have been in all the other work. The idea of location, the idea of places that are kind of politically or socially charged somehow with some kind of meaning. And I suppose in terms of developing it further, I'm going to go back to Paris. I've got a commission from the Ville de Paris, the city of Paris, to make a body of work there in Paris. So I'm going to continue working around the Periphérique over the next year.
Okay. And is the interest always going to be in places and not the people so much?
No, not necessarily. I mean, the last body of work I did, or no, 2 years ago actually, was called The Missing. And what I did then was actually try and find people who were missing and where they might be located. Homeless hostels, night shelters, living in the street. So those were much more peopled pieces of work, you know, where you get fragments of people or suggestions of people mixed with the environments. And I would never say that I wouldn't go back and do that. It's really just, you know, it's funny when people ask you how something might evolve. You never know how it's going to evolve, because that's the very nature of evolution of work, you know. I can't say what I'll be making 6 months from now, because you react to certain things you find and certain things that work or don't work, or certain feelings that you might, you know, that might be evoked by being in certain places. So it's a matter of just sort of letting that happen.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.